It's Tuesday. And you sucked me into that because I was listening. Yeah. I was off for many days. Yes. And you were off some of the days I was off as well. And you and Judy were doing the stream, and I was listening on the WGN app in my car. And you did a terrible segue.
Yeah.
And you were just talking to me at a time where I was supposed to segue because you didn't want to be the only one to mess it up.
I wanted I want there to be some congruity to whoever's in charge of the transition not doing it well. Now, what's funny is when I don't do it well, I don't care. But when you don't do it well, I see this look.
I get so pissed at myself.
I have shamed my family and my friends. You get very upset. It's like, you know what it's like in sport? I like to compare things to baseball. It's like a guy comes up with the bases loaded, and all he needs to do is hit a sacrifice fly, and the run scores, and he pops it up to the pitcher. That's what you have that kind of look on your face when the transition isn't smooth.
I know it's weird, because if you know me, if you listen to me, if you keep track of anything I do in my life, you'll find it shocking that I don't like to mess up.
Right. Right.
I've made a career of messing up, but
but
it really bugs me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wasn't ready. I was upset about the SpongeBob guy that passed away.
That's sad news. He was a young guy, right? He was in his 57.
Mid-50s? 57. SpongeBob SquarePants creator Steven Hillenburg. Lou Gehrig's disease.
He was, if I'm not mistaken, a marine biologist?
Yeah, that's what I was just reading. You didn't know that.
I knew that.
You are such a jerk. First of all, what I was going to say.
What were you going to say? That he was a marine biologist?
Here's the weird thing, Bill. He's a marine biologist,
and then
he made a cartoon of everything living under the sea.
Yeah. SpongeBob lives in a pineapple under the sea. Can you imagine that?
Are you a pineappleologist? Then you try and say it, because I can't believe I got through it.
No such thing as a pineappleologist.
Yes, I was just reading through it going, oh, he was a marine biologist, and you acted like...
Yeah.
From what I heard through the grapevine.
People have told me that he was a marine biologist.
Yes, which isn't that weird? How do you go from a marine biologist to a cartoonist?
Doesn't happen often.
And I love SpongeBob. Rare. Were your girls into it?
Not really.
Or did they just miss it age-wise?
It was around and they kind of just tolerated it. Like if it was on, they'd watch it, but they never went out of their way. They liked Big Comfy Couch. Did you ever see that show?
Yeah, that was stupid.
They liked that. And they also liked
Blue's Clues.
They loved Blue's Clues, and
me too.
If they weren't around to watch it, I would watch it and then tell them what they missed on an episode.
I watched it by myself.
I love Blue's Clues,
and I loved SpongeBob. I mean, to this day, I don't know who is recording it on our DVR, but
still recording.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I turned it on 2 days ago. The great Tom Kenny.
You should have done that as part of your wedding vows.
He wasn't even around then.
That would have been great. They also liked whenever...
wedding vows.
That would have been great.
When do you take Jim to...
Yeah. Instead of saying I do, you should have said that. That would have been a crowd pleaser. And people would have remembered that forever.
They would have remembered it.
Remember we went to a wedding a long time ago, and the bride, instead of saying I do, kept going, yeah. Well, that was crazy, wasn't it? Yeah, that was crazy.
I missed your weirdness.
My daughters loved whenever the Olsen twins, I don't think it was a TV show. I think they were short films that they would watch where they were detectives. They were the twin detectives.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember the name of the show, but they did.
It was Mary-Kate and Ashley as twin detectives where they would solve crimes. It was pretty believable, right? Like, if I had a horrible crime committed to somebody near me, I wouldn't want the regular police to handle it. I would want 2 8-year-olds to solve the case.
The Adventures of Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah, that's what it was. And then my daughters, when we were house shopping, like, you know, we'd go to an open house, and they would quickly scour the house for what room could be their detective agency.
That's adorable.
Because they wanted to follow in the footsteps of Mary-Kate and Ashley. Yeah, and solve crimes.
All right, well, we had Encyclopedia Brown. Didn't you love those books?
I did. Those were good.
I was a voracious reader when those books were out.
Yeah, they were good.
They're better than the Hardy Boys.
Good storylines.
Hardy Boys kind of dated itself. Encyclopedia Brown was new and fresh.
Yeah. More vibrant.
Yes.
Yeah.
But SpongeBob, I watch and enjoy. And 57 years old, the guy who created it.
Are they still making SpongeBob, or are those days over?
Yeah.
They are still making new ones, huh?
I could be wrong.
I don't remember the last time I saw an episode. I always found it amusing. It was very funny. And I know Tom Kenny from stand-up.
I know him from having him as a guest on the show.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Yeah. And I loved the musical. The musical was really fantastic.
Good. Tom Kenny's wife is from here. Jill is from Chicago.
Jill Kenny?
No, that's not her name. She's also she's an actress. I don't remember her last name. It's not Jill Kenny, though. They killed Kenny.
Hey, look. That show is really bad.
What, South Park?
Yeah.
What happened? You used to watch South Park.
No, the first season. I mean, and the movie. I saw the movie. And then, and I'm sorry, but I've been trying to watch Family Guy. That show is not funny.
Mm. Never?
It's just, occasionally, it's just like a shock value.
You know, Jimmy Pardo, frequent guest on our show. Jimmy always talks about Family Guy. He always goes, here's the ratio. One really funny thing, one sort of funny thing, and 30,000 things that aren't that funny. That's like his ratio for an episode of Family Guy. But I think it's higher than that. It always makes me laugh, but there's always something on there that's shocking that I go, wow, I can't believe they went for that.
There was a crossover between The Simpsons and Family Guy. I don't know if you saw it, but again, somebody is recording it. And
this is a running
theme. It's Dylan or...
Who in the house is recording all these TV shows? No one will speak up.
I think it's Dylan. He just programs what he has a taste for, and then like 5 years later, it's still going.
Don't you run out of space, though?
Yeah, and then we go through, and, you know, I've been trying to remove all my voice episodes that Michael and I watch, and Manifest, which I'm really into. I didn't see it last night.
I saw it last night.
Are you liking it?
Here's what's happening now is every show... has it's a season finale, which means it's not the end of the year, but they're not going to show you any new ones until January or February. Every show I watch, whatever happened this week, that's it. Bill Maher's show, John Oliver's show, Manifest, you mentioned, like every one of them.
This is Us tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or tonight.
No, they're not going to show you any more until at least January or February.
Yeah, it's a mid-season finale. Yeah. I don't understand how these things are rolling.
It never used to happen.
No,
I want to be entertained year round. I don't want
to
stop until February.
That's how it's supposed to be.
It's very upsetting. Get me moon vests.
Julie Chen moon vests?
Yes. Get me Julie Chen moon vests.
I want to know if she's going to be coming back to Big Brother because she.
I think she's done.
I have not read that anywhere.
She's on SpongeBob now. Got to see her on SpongeBob.
On him?
She's on the show.
Oh.
Perv.
And I've been watching Survivor. You know who's on it? Mr. Schneebly from School of Rock. That blondish guy who played, he was Jack Black's roommate that he was sponging off of.
I don't remember who played Mr. Schneebly. I haven't seen School of Rock since it first came out, so it's been a while.
Really?
I'm trying to think of who that would be. What else was he in?
I'll tell you in a minute, but so I love Survivor. I just feel really guilty because they're put on this island that I think Jeff Probst owns.
I think he owns the island.
Yeah, because it used to travel around the globe, but now I think it's on the same island.
Mm-hmm.
I have a neighbor whose brother is trying to get on Survivor. He keeps submitting tapes. I mean, these people.
When you want to get on, what do you throw them on a tape that would make them say, yeah, I'd be perfect?
That you're an athlete. And
so it's him doing like weights and stuff?
No, I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is. An audition saying why you'd want to be on it because he's done a million marathons.
Oh.
I'm not really sure, but it's pretty entertaining, these challenges. You would be great on this show.
Survivor? I don't want to be on reality TV. I'd feel like I was the ultimate sellout if I was on a reality TV show. Wouldn't you?
No.
That would be like the lowest point in my life.
I would just suck, so I wouldn't do it. Because, I mean, these are, like, amazingly crazy challenges, and you have to, like, get your own food. They don't give you food. If you win a challenge, you get chickens, one to I'm surprised PETA's not all over that, too. They showed them taking the head off the chicken and the other chickens they used to lay eggs. Because, I mean, you're literally in the wilderness with a camera crew, and I'd be, like, begging the camera guy, could you just give me the Mr. Goodbar? Please, I see it in your pocket.
All right, so I know from being on shoots that they always have, there's food everywhere on
not,
a shoot.
Not here.
You don't think they're, like, beyond the camera's range?
Oh,
they don't have
no,
a craft service
no,
table set up?
These people have lost so much weight. They're, I believe that 100%.
Really?
Yes.
I would just think that the crew themselves would insist that there be food
provided. Well, no, this is a outwit, outlast, outplay. That's what the thing. The guy's name is Mike White.
Oh, I know who that is. I love Mike White.
He's
a screenwriter. He's a actor. He does everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's in one of the weirdest movies I've ever seen. Did you ever see Chuck and Buck?
No.
It's the strangest movie. It's about two guys that were friends when they were younger that kind of rekindle their friendship later on, but it's a very strange movie. He's great in it.
And
he was on Survivor with his dad or something, wasn't he?
I don't know. He's on there right now.
I think he and his dad were a team on some show, on some reality show.
Oh, The Amazing Race?
Yeah, maybe Amazing Race.
Yeah, well, he's doing Survivor now, which just... I'm sorry, if he's done all these things and he's still actively working, why would you go on Survivor? I know he's a huge fan of the show.
He's in some Jennifer Aniston movie, too, that he's really good in.
The Emoji Movie.
Is he in that?
It says screenplay by...
He wrote The Emoji Movie?
Did he really?
Really?
And Buck.
Yeah, Chuck and Buck is the one. With Chris Weitz, is that the other guy in there? Doesn't say?
I don't know. He's son of Mel White. I don't know who that is. Mel White was a speech and ghostwriter for the evangelical far-right Christian figures as Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, and Billy Graham.
Oh, that's what his dad did?
Yes.
Wow.
This guy, Chuck and Buck, the original, he
wrote
that.
You gotta see that movie. It's so disturbing.
Good disturbing?
I don't know. I just know that it's an incredibly entertaining movie, but it's so disturbing, and you'll feel dirty when you're done watching it. You'll want to take a shower.
He gets writing credit on School of Rock, too.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was such a writer.
Yeah, he's all over the
place. Pitch Perfect?
Yeah. He's very talented.
And he's in post-production right now for the one and only Ivan. I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure what that is.
But he's still working. A gorilla named Ivan tries to piece together his past with the help of an elephant named Stella as they hatch a plan to escape from captivity.
Can I buy my tickets now?
All right. That's what is in post-production. And he's on Survivor. Maybe things aren't going that well for him.
This guy's the busiest guy in show business.
But anyway, so I was also watching Family Guy, and there was a crossover between Family Guy and The Simpsons. So you had the Griffins and The Simpsons meet up.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very beginning, it was definitely a family. Did you see this particular one by any chance?
No.
At the beginning, it's like a Family Guy, and then The Simpsons take a trip to wherever the Griffins live. I think the Griffins go to Springfield and they run into the Simpsons. And then it gets really good. Like, it's very Simpsons-esque.
Oh.
And then it ends with Peter and Homer and Weird and trying to kill each other. And then it got very Family Guy again.
They tried to kill each other?
Yeah.
It's extreme.
I don't get it.
That never happened. If the Flintstones and the Jetsons got together, George and Fred wouldn't try to kill each other.
No. I don't know. It was really bizarre. And other than Jimmy Pardo, I'm the only other one that I feel like doesn't get Family Guy.
I always enjoy it. It's a show that when it's on, I enjoy it. But I don't think I've ever gone out of my way. You know, I don't know why. It's well written. And the level of references is spectacular.
I like the references.
You know, you really have to know a bunch about pop culture to get the references. So I always love when that happens.
I guess I just have no sense of humor.
That must be it. That's the problem. I knew we'd figure out the problem. All right, here's what's going to happen. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Judy will be here. She'll get you the news. And then there's more show. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy. It's the bonus hour on WGN.
All right. So we're back on the stream. Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, together again. We've not been together in a while. And Judy Pylak, I've missed you.
It was kind of a nice reprieve, wasn't it, for all of us?
Yeah.
Were you gone, too?
I was. Oh. I was here yesterday.
We had the day off.
Wendy, I was here, but I came in late because I had no electricity.
Oh.
So I'm sorry I missed the headlines.
Oh, did you get the electricity back?
Yes. I called, and as you can imagine, how nice I am usually on the phone.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on the other end of that call.
Here's the issue I have. My electricity goes out all the time.
Does it really?
Yeah. It's
why?
And I have only, this is a kind of a newish house for me. I've only been there like 5 years. And I talked to some of my neighbors, and it's our, you know, our grid. My neighbor across the street never loses electricity. So
but
what does that tell me?
Though?
Yeah, it tells me there's a problem.
Do you have a circuit box?
Yes.
Breaker.
But I talked to some of my neighbors, and said
Wendy has a CB radio. Yes, go ahead, Breaker. We're not. Go
ahead. My neighbors tell me it's been going on for 20 years. Literally, I'm looking at them like, what? And who's
That's
done anything
crazy.
About it? So once everything dies down, I'm talking to.
Wow.
So I was very lucky because I called, and then miraculously our electricity went back on. Because when I called, I said, I'm sorry, but I know this is bad. It's not that bad where we are. And there are no lines down. I've gone around the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah,
what's
yeah.
the issue here?
What is the issue?
Yeah, I don't. Well, the lady who I spoke to really didn't know, and she just kept repeating everything I said.
Oh,
so I asked her
helpful.
If she was a robot.
Oh, boy.
Am I a robot?
Yeah, but I was very lucky. There are still people.
Yeah,
I know.
Without it.
45,000.
That's
horrible.
I mean,
it's a huge number, even though the number was really big.
Yeah.
So
how many hours were you without any electricity?
I think about 15.
That's a long time.
And it was overnight. My electricity went out at 11 p.m. Sunday.
And the
so
house got cold.
The house got cold, and my daughter's sick.
Mm.
And I had to get her out in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I had to dig out first.
Mm-hmm.
No help for my snowblower, which wouldn't work after a time. It was really heavy snow. So I had, and I'm on a corner lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
So the winds.
The winds,
submerging.
Yeah. And then I got her in the car, and then my tire was flat-ish.
Converging, not submerging.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And it was,
Did you have anything go right for you yesterday at all?
No, I didn't. But you know what? I needed my daughter, as you know, developmentally delayed, to say, Mom, calm down. It's nothing you can do.
Right.
Because I was
just
going on and on about comment in the car. And then they came back. And it was true. What are you going to do? I was worried about my pipes freezing. And that's worrisome for people who don't have electricity.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So drip your water there, which this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Just so
good advice.
Safety.
I was very relieved that I took the day off yesterday. I had a meeting at school that I had to go to for one of my sons. Of course, school was canceled, so the meeting was canceled. But I'm glad that I
snow day even for Wendy.
Yeah, and Bill took yesterday off too.
Yeah,
I mean,
scheduled.
I felt for the first time ever. It's like, boy, did I dodge a bullet by taking that day off.
And you know what? When you think about it, really, you couldn't. The snowstorm couldn't come earlier in the week when everyone was off, and it was more of a holiday. And it's got to be the day we all go back to work.
You know,
it was
my
trying.
Daughter is teaching at a school now, and her school was canceled early on Sunday. She got a text around 5 o'clock saying we're not going to have school tomorrow. In all the years I went to school, 16 of them, I only remember 3 days being called off because of snow. In her scholastic career, I'd say closer to 20.
Yeah.
They take them frequently. And we, as of 10 at night, it was just a late start day.
Oh, it was?
Michael, at College of DuPage, any classes, like the school was closed till noon. And I said, when's your second class? And he goes, 1 o'clock. And I'm like, darn it, you got to go. But then College of DuPage ended up closing, and so did LT High School.
They
did. Yeah, the roads
originally,
were really bad.
It was just start late.
Yeah.
And then they said, we'll make a decision by 5 a.m. And sure enough, I woke up to a text saying, you know, both schools are closed.
Right. Well, and to your point, Bill, the storms are more severe.
But
and
yesterday,
they occur more frequently.
The snow that happened Sunday into Monday, like the people who made the decision for our school when I went to school, that wouldn't have even registered to them. We would absolutely have had school in Sunday into Monday, you know, if I was going. But now there are a lot more.
But there was no way to contact people back then.
Right.
Now it's
Ray
so
Rainer
easy
show.
To make. Yes.
Right. And you walked to school too, probably,
yeah,
right? Like, I never took a school bus, ever.
I walked grade school and high school.
Yeah, same with me.
Yeah. I never
so,
walked.
I mean, because that was the whole point of schools, local, you know, that you walk to your school from your house. And so maybe it was different. But I don't remember walking in huge mounds of snow to school.
I do.
Did I just block it out? Well, I mean, 67. I would walk to school
during the snowstorm of 67.
We were off for a week. It was the best.
Yeah.
And then there was like a Valentine's Day when I remember in high school that we had. Well, but we were off. We were off.
The big Valentine's Day snowstorm that I remember, though.
I was out of high school.
I was already in my 20s.
Yeah, me too.
So you must be a lot younger than
So then it must have been a different one. Yeah, I'm a lot younger than you too. No, there was definitely one where we were off because I remember I went to the pizza parlor.
Oh, to see Archie and Jughead?
Exactly. I met Veronica at the pizza parlor.
She was there?
Was Big Al there?
Oh, it's funny.
They were all there.
And you know what? It was John's Pizza. It's still there on Western Avenue. It's the best.
Is there a plaque commemorating that day?
Judy's booth.
I swear it was a booth, and there were four of us from school who met there. And
I cannot stand a booth. Can I just tell you that?
Really? Because I always ask for a booth.
I am just, because it's already set with how far apart the table and the chair is.
That is a problem a lot. The table's too far.
And people can't clean a booth as well as they can. Who knows what's stuck under
in
there?
The cushion or the separation there.
And it's, you can't move your, like, sometimes I like to sit farther back. Sometimes I like to get real close. You have no control. You're just stuck. And I have one son who always wants a booth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not sitting in a booth.
Really?
And then I give in. And
then
in
the best is the half circle booth. Come on. Those are great.
I kind of like those.
But my new favorite thing, the counter.
I like
it. Oh, I will sit at that counter every time if I can. Yes.
Very dinery.
Oh, it's cool.
You like that more?
You talk to the person next to you.
That's what she
meant. Awesome.
Jughead and Archie.
Yes, Archie and I love it when we go out on our dates.
Really?
Until Veronica shows up.
Yeah, she ruins everything.
Damn, she
does.
She's a B-word.
She is. She's a biatch.
Well said.
So I didn't have any problems except cleaning off both the cars. I wanted to make sure they were good to go. So yesterday, I saw Evanston got 2 inches. I think we might have gotten 4.
That's about what we were.
Terrible.
2 inches.
Oh no, we got like at least 8. I cannot open my gate, my fence, which is a problem for the dog, the poor little dog who doesn't know what to do. He has nowhere to go.
Right.
And I can't get the gate open. It's
frozen.
You know what
solid.
Froze for us is all the garbage cans and recycling cans, because I took out a bunch of garbage and recycling, and none of the cans would open. They're just frozen solid.
Yeah, I tried to get snow off mine.
So
right
my
away.
Wife explained to me as I come back in with the 3 bags, she goes, no, what you want to do is leave them out there. And I go, no, but I can't open the garbage cans. They just won't open.
And the car doors were frozen. I cleaned everything off, and then my stupid windshield broke.
The windshield, the glass?
Yeah, on my newish car.
Oh,
it's a
no.
2017, and I thought about it.
It cracked?
It cracked. There's like a giant crack through it, so I called Gerber Collision and Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Driving in your car, beep, beep.
When, did you know Wendy does those commercials?
Jason Skaggs actually
did
that.
Oh, did he?
That's his.
Who worked here?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I called them, and they can't. All these questions, it was like, you know, do you have lane departure warning? And I said yes. And they said, then you have to get the glass through the dealer or else it won't be calibrated properly.
No. Did you say this is a new car?
Yeah.
Well, why? Go to the dealer because you should get a new one free. That shouldn't happen.
No, I'm past my...
the warranty's up?
Well, I'm still on my lease, but we're way over our miles, so it wouldn't be covered. But the thing is, the only reason I'm saying this out there is because there was a time coming home on the Stevenson that a truck was in front of me, and I got like a chip from a rock.
Yeah.
And I didn't do anything because it's like, oh, windshields are so thick nowadays. As I was scraping off the ice, that's exactly where it all started and just branched out.
I have one. Shoot.
And
I've had it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
The divot.
Well, I think what happened is, you know, just with the freezing ice on there, and I was pressing pretty hard, and my youngest son, Dylan's like, well, you broke it. I said, Dylan, typically people don't break their windshield, you know, with a scraper brush.
Right.
But I guess you can get that sealed so that won't happen. So maybe you should.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
because
that.
I
don't
can
you have to do that right away.
I don't know, but it's worth a call.
I can see where it's the little spikes are coming out where it will one day all just crack. Yeah.
And I read that I can get a ticket for it.
If it obstructs your vision, if it somehow is in the line of your vision.
Aren't you afraid it'll just shatter?
Well, when I called to make my appointment, which I think I got to wait till Thursday to get the glass replaced. And I said, is it drivable? Because I have to drive it. And they said that glass in the windshield, I don't know about other parts of the car, but in the windshield, it's safety glass where it's laminate and there's plastic around it. So it's not like it's going to cave
in. Oh, that's nice.
Because you know when you're watching news reports on the news and you see someone has hit a pedestrian or a deer, you see like all the spider webbing, but the glass doesn't just break out.
Yeah, you're right. I think, you're right. That doesn't happen anymore.
I saw a video. Did you see the one of the deer?
Me?
Well, this is a horrible thing, and it doesn't happen often, but a car hit a deer, and the deer ended up in the back seat of the car. It came right through the windshield, and it was then in the back seat of the car. You didn't see this like 2 weeks ago?
Was it still alive and flapping?
Was it a 58 sedan?
No.
Did it call an Uber?
No. No, all of those are great scenarios, but no to all of those.
Was that a made for TV
movie? But the lady was,
freaking
obviously
out,
just a little upset because 30 seconds ago she didn't have a deer in her backseat and shattered glass everywhere, but now
she
does.
Did the deer survive?
Mm-mm.
I'm sure not.
Mm-mm.
So that went through. That's, that's a projectile going through it. This is just a
huge
crack.
Projectile.
But then I'm worried, we don't have a garage. So I'm like, can you change the glass when it's this cold? So what, do I have to wait till summer?
No. Uh-uh.
They said they can do it outside, but...
Yeah, they can. I'm sure.
But that just bummed me out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bummer.
We must still have to take a break.
We didn't do news.
Do we have to take a break?
News.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the break is done, but it's news time first.
Okay.
That's
too cold for them to fix my window outside.
No, you know what? Let them worry about it.
Let Gerber Collision and Glass worry about it.
Yeah, they'll put a tarp over and it'll be fine. Maybe they bring heaters
on
it. Yeah.
It'll be great.
I think it's the best time because it's the hardiest weather and it's going to stand up.
Yeah. You know how whenever I mention that I don't like Thanksgiving, I get a lot of calls and texts from people who say, you're a communist?
Yes, and I was listening to Judy talking
Judy
to you
was
about
doing her
it.
Best
Judy
to
and
temper
Kim
me,
were picking on
talking
you.
Talking me down. Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
But as soon as you mention that you don't like Thanksgiving, you get texts and emails and things
it's kind
saying,
of un-American,
what's wrong with you?
It's very un-pilgrim of you.
It's very un-pilgrim-y. It really is. All right, so can I give you an example of why I don't? I went to... all right, so originally... I was not going to go to Terry's sister's house for
Thanksgiving.
Even
though the rest of your family was going.
The rest of the family was going to go. Well, immediate family, my wife and two daughters, they were weighing their options. Like the last three years, we've gone to restaurants on Thanksgiving and had a splendid time. Couldn't have a better time. But there was a lot of pressure. Other family members were coming in from out of town and congregating at my sister-in-law's. So it was in everyone's best interest that we go there instead of a restaurant.
Didn't that happen last year because your daughters wanted to go?
Have you ever just thought maybe go for dessert? There's a compromise.
No, because it's like a two-hour drive. That's really far.
Better be a good dessert.
Yeah, right? They better have a lot of it, too. And maybe some beds.
No, it's too far for that.
Oh, okay.
So this is why I don't... This is one of the reasons why I don't like Thanksgiving. All right, so... I'm sitting across from a family member through marriage, not a blood relative, but through marriage, this woman and I are related, sort of.
You're both married to siblings.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. All right, whatever.
So at the beginning of the meal, now I brought Chinese food.
You honestly did?
Yes.
Okay, wasn't it cold?
No, because they have microwave ovens there. I microwaved it.
You know what? With all the preparing I did, if I had some goof come with Chinese food and say, can I use your microwave in the middle of me prepping everything to get ready, I would slap you.
Well, that happened too. There was a period where everyone in the family got to slap me. It's part of the Thanksgiving tradition. Again, they told me the pilgrims did it, so I'm like, all right, if the pilgrims did it, then I'll do it too. No, they know that the price of me showing up is that I'm going to bring my own food because that's what's always happened.
And you claimed last time that everyone loves that you do that.
Several people want some. Are you going to eat all the General Tso's chicken? No, you can have some. Here.
No, you don't share. Because then you would have gotten a bigger order. God, that's a whole other issue I'd like to talk about.
I brought a bunch because of that. And some people did have...
I don't understand people who want it on Thanksgiving. I'd much rather have all the Thanksgiving
stuff. I'd have a little of everything.
Some people saw the egg rolls. They go, those look good. You want one?
How can you turn down an egg roll?
Maybe pot stickers. Did you have pot stickers?
Had those. The pork pot stickers. Not bad.
So you tried to outshow the host.
No. Oh, no, 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 no. Not trying to outshow, just to say, even though for many of you, not all, this is your Thanksgiving meal, not for me, I have this because I like it better, right? So a woman across from me, the woman across from me says, are you allowed to have rolls? And yeah, we live in a world where if a person wants a roll.
That's how she phrased it?
She goes, are you allowed to have rolls? I think she believes that I'm on some sort of restrictive diet, which I'm not. Oh. I just wanted Chinese food. So I said, yeah, I can have rolls. And she goes, did you try? I brought rolls. Did you try a roll? And I said, no, but I'll, when they come around, because there's 30 people. So, you know, at some point it'll be passed to you. I go, no, I'll certainly have a roll.
With your chop suey?
Yeah. Egg roll, regular roll. Egg roll, regular roll. I can tell the difference. So when the rolls came, I had one, and in all honesty, it was good. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. It was fine, right? So she goes, you wouldn't believe what goes into those rolls. And I go, no, probably not. And I think that's probably going to be, if not the end of the conversation, nearing the end of the conversation.
Oh, no, she was going to tell you what went into it.
Wendy, I'm not exaggerating. The meal lasted an hour. Her talk about the preparation of the rolls, an hour three.
What? It's a roll.
It's
what goes in it?
It's just a roll.
Were they like honey cinnamon rolls? Were they
stuffed?
They were the most average. They were exact, like what you're picturing in your head, the size, shape, color, texture, everything. That's exactly what they were. But the backstory, it was like a Ken Burns documentary.
Oh, my God. She
didn't leave out a single detail about where she bought the thing, you know, the various things to put into the roll. Her motive, like when I was a little girl, my mom used to make rolls, and I said, "Can I have the recipe?" And my mom gave me the. Honestly, the whole
you
meal.
You poor thing. You're the last person who would want to hear this either.
Do you and Jim do this thing where, if there's a moment going on that you want the other person to really pay attention to, maybe you'll hold their hand and you'll squeeze it a little bit harder as if
right,
to say,
or,
are you getting any of what I'm getting?
Or under the table, you
yes.
kind of like
yes.
give him a little nudge with your foot.
I did that to Terry every 35 seconds. I just went, you gotta.
And she ignored you?
She just kept looking at me like, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, well, get me out of this. Please get me out of this.
How does she get you out of that? You can't change your seat in the
middle of the roll.
Dinner.
You just yell it out. Enough of the roll talk. We've had enough roll discussion. Let's talk about Trump.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
We had such an enjoyable time. No one fought. We all said grace. The only thing is we had to have a kid table because I got a new dining room table last year.
No,
doesn't accommodate.
Oh my
12.
Gosh, me too. I made Luke, the 21-year-old, sit at the little table.
Was he all right with that?
You know what? And then my dad was like, oh my gosh, we can make room. And really, yeah, Luke was like, I am fine where I am.
Yeah.
He loved it.
Yeah,
well, I needed two people at the little table because I don't typically sit. I'm flitting around bringing things.
Yeah.
And Dylan is my youngest. The youngest of the family is going to be 16 in 2 weeks. And he said, I am not sitting at the kids' table every year, so we should start rotating. And I said, that's really not a bad idea, you know? So
then you're going to get non-kids at the kids' table, aren't you?
But that's okay. It really should. It just should be the outcast table for that year.
Yep.
So Jimmy Katsifaros was at our house with his lovely wife, Sheila, Jim's sister. And we said, you know, right as they came in, it's like, hi, I love you. You're going to have to sit at the kids' table because Dylan refuses. And they're like, okay. I'm like, we're going to change every year. Well, they just ended up sitting. They had already eaten because a lot of times when you have two families, you eat at somebody else's house. So they dog sat in the family room. And now my question is, next year, do they still get the little table?
No, they put their time in.
Okay, that's what I thought.
They put their time in.
So next year, it'll be Jim's parents. They don't know that yet, but
the
they'll be
table.
Sitting at the kids' table.
And you might want to rephrase it from, Dylan refuses to do it, so you're going to have to sit at the outcast table and call it the special table.
Yeah.
You get the special table this year.
I'd see through
You know,
that
this
one.
Was the first year, I have to say, I hate to say this in front of Bill, but
It was awful.
It was so much work.
Of course.
I do it all myself.
Yeah.
That I really, at 10 o'clock at night, when my legs were shaking, because I was like, what am I doing?
It was really a lot of work.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
It's a small group.
Yeah.
And when I suggest going out or doing something, everyone, you know, because I do all the work.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
You've had your fill of it, right?
I get up at 7 in the morning to get the turkey, and I actually made a turkey and a half because everyone loves leftovers. And
so did I. Turkey and a breast.
Yeah. Well, and I actually made another 12-pounder. I thought it was 8. I was like, oh, God, I made 12-pound turkey. But you know what? I took the big one out first, and then I put the little one in, and while we ate. But it's over so, it's such a small group from me, and it's over so quick.
Yeah, it's not worth
and,
it, is
yeah.
it? No. Nope.
Well, I mean, I hate
just
to say it's not
worth it.
Just
get it for takeout, then.
Yeah, it's not that it's not worth it. Well, I do now Christmas, because I kind of, I'm the one who's always, again, saying, let's go do something else for Christmas. Let's go somewhere.
Right.
No, and
tradition.
It's usually my dad, you know, I get it. But it's just, and it's not that people don't offer to help. I don't want the help.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's more work.
It is, right?
It is. Explain. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's nothing to do with anyone else. Yeah. But yeah, I've got it all down. It's just I am on my feet and doing something from 7 a.m. until 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And I'm just,
I couldn't even play Animal Bingo.
You didn't get to play Animal Bingo?
No, because I was, I needed to finish with the dishes, make a couple pots of coffee.
Yeah.
There is no sitting down.
No, it's dessert and then coffee. And it's amazing how people just.
You should put it in stone that next year. You're not doing it. You're going at you and me and Jimmy Katsifaris. We're all going out.
Guys, I always want to say I want to say his name all night. I'm the Sizzler. I would love that.
That's where we're going next year.
Or just, I don't know. I don't know what the
I'm doing it again. I can't wait.
Really? Yeah.
And Jim usually helps with the dishes, and he did. But we still, like 2 days later, it was
still
like
stuff.
Some of the platters were still out.
And see, that might be my issue. Everything, I was finished by, everything was done.
Yeah. I left
the platters were already put away.
I let it sit, and honestly, it made a huge difference.
Okay, so maybe that's what I need to do.
And I got a little buzz on mimosas.
I'm going to drop off some takeout places, some menus.
They'll be shoved in my mailbox.
Yeah.
I got buzzed on too many mimosas pretty early on. But that just helped me, you know, cook. And then I ate and everything was fine.
Yeah. It was really good. Everything was great. It just was
a lot of work.
Yeah.
For one person. Because I do it alone. And maybe that's the issue. And man, maybe I went overboard.
But
I didn't, though. But
maybe we should, in the future, like, pre-order it. Like, you get your green bean casserole already made, your candied sweet potatoes, pick it up, put it in the oven. That might be the way to do it.
Right, or instead of just telling people, which is what I do, bring wine or bring dessert, maybe I say, you bring the casserole, you bring the potatoes, you bring the stuff, you know.
Potluck. That's how the pilgrims did it.
That's exactly how the pilgrims did it.
So Christmas, I'm catering.
And there was this one goofy pilgrim who brought Chinese food.
There's always one.
What a doof. All right, we'll take a quick break. Right, thanks, Jude. And close things off next. Bill and Wendy, WGN. Yeah, that's it. There's no more show. We're done for the day. We'll come back tomorrow.
Are you off tomorrow?
No. Are you off tomorrow?
No. I'll be here.
We'll both be in tomorrow. I think for the rest of the week, right?
Yes. For the rest of this week,
yes. Yeah, and then things get a little crazy.
Just a day here and there.
Day here and there. You need it.
And then it's Christmas time.
That's true.
You're a jolly old elf.
Yeah, well, you know. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Tune in again tomorrow for more exciting adventures. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.